Well, joining us today, who's looking a little sun-kissed as well, Sarah Kenzie is our digital media manager here for Mater Dei Radio. It's not a Tuesday, so it's not a Tech Tuesday with Sarah, but it is a Website Wednesday. Sarah Kenzie joining us today to let us know about our Parish of the Week. But because to the short week, we don't have one, do we? Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Brenda. No Parish of the Week today. We're going to take a break just with the holiday on Monday, but we'll be back next week with the next parish announcement.
I look forward to that because we have such great parishes in our area. We want to give them the full opportunity to be noticed and celebrated every day of the week. So that means you've got to tune in next Tuesday because we've got another great parish to celebrate. But that doesn't keep Mater Dei Radio from sending out important reminders, and our weekly email is coming out soon. And there are some things we wanted to bring attention to for those who have who are listening and maybe have missed a thing or two. And I talked about this earlier in today's show. As a community, we pray, and I've laughed and said this before, because here at Mater Dei Radio, that's one of the things we are very, very good at, is praying for your intentions, praying for the faithfully departed, and inviting you to join us in a beautiful novenas together. We're going to get ready to pray for Pentecost.
That's right. And Brenda, you're so right. I think there's something very powerful when you know that everyone's praying with you.
Yes.
And I think that's such an amazing thing that, of course, we can pray on our own, but I really love the times where we can come together as a community. So like you said, one of these opportunities is coming up. As we know, with Ascension Thursday tomorrow, that means we're getting close to the end of the Easter season, and that means we're getting close to the Feast of Pentecost. So that feast day is June 8th, and so what we will be doing is praying for the 9 days leading up to it. So the novena will start this Friday, and it's going to go through the day before Pentecost. So this Friday, which I believe my calendar is not in front of me, but that is May 30th. Mm-hmm. That is the first day of the novena. We'll be praying it through June 7th. And so that way we really are asking for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and especially that Feast of Pentecost. And it's so powerful. I was actually just praying about this and thinking about it yesterday. My little sister was confirmed, and it was such a powerful moment. And I was also just kind of reading and listening about some things in the Acts of the Apostles and the early church, and just how important that Holy Spirit is in our lives. And so many of us have received the gift of confirmation, but maybe we need a reminder of those gifts that we have. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to really stir those back up in us. We have them, but we haven't used them in a long time. And Bishop Smith yesterday at the confirmation was talking about a lot of times we have that gift and we just kind of put it aside. We don't ever see it. It's not in front of our eyes, just like a present that you would maybe open, but it's not like in front of me. I'd kind of put it in a closet somewhere. We need to maybe find that gift of the Holy Spirit again for those of us that are confirmed. And maybe if you know someone that's going to be confirmed this season, it's another great way. Maybe pray for them during this Pentecost novena. And so I'm really excited. We've been doing this for several years now, and we have the Pentecost novena on the Hail Mary Media app. Under our pray section, we have a whole section of prayers to the Holy Spirit, actually, not just the novena, but we have several other prayers as well. And so you can always go find those. But the Pentecost novena specifically, we have a prayer for each day, and the different prayers are taken from the Pentecost sequence that many times you'll hear during the Pentecost Sunday Mass. And so you take a line from that sequence, and then there's a reflection on a gift of the Holy Spirit. And an easy way to just join us with this is, again, under the pray menu, there is our daily prayer reminder tab. And that right there, you can sign up for a daily reminder for this novena or any other prayers that you'd like. So if you're not using that reminder feature of our app, it's really helpful so that you don't have to remember every day, oh, I gotta go, to my app and go open the prayer. And a lot of people do that. But if you're like me and you forget easily and the whole day slips by and, oh, I forgot to do the novena or whatever it was I was supposed to be, in the middle love and remember to do every day, that reminder can be a huge help. So just go to that pray menu in the Hail Mary Media app. You're going to find all of that there. And we really invite you to join us for these 9 days of prayer. It was the original novena, the apostles and our Blessed Mother praying for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And so this is the perfect time to join in our novena.
Sarah Kenzie is our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio for a Website Wednesday to let you know about some important things that are available to you and how you can join us in prayer. Sarah Kenzie, the Vatican refreshed their website for the first time since they launched their website back in the 90s. There's a little glitch on there, though, because Pope Leo is supposed to be on the banner, and when you open it, there's just a little blip of him, and then he disappears, and they're working on it. And those things happen with technology.
They do.
Our community calendar has been a little bit of a stinker recently, and we're continuing to work on that because there are some important things on there that we don't want you to miss. And one of those is this tour of a vocations monstrance. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is an amazing opportunity. So the Sarah Club of Portland, which really promotes vocations to the priesthood and religious life, they are sponsoring this event. And it's happening at parishes all throughout the Archdiocese of Portland. And so basically this monstrance will go to different parishes. And this monstrance was blessed by Pope St. John Paul II.
Yes.
And so you go to one of these nights of adoration, and you really can pray for an increase of vocations in our church, or maybe if you're discerning a vocation, that's a good opportunity for you as well. So I think today, actually, the monstrance is just down the hill at St. Thomas More, I believe, and it's going to be in St. Patrick's, I think, later tonight. Then it's going to be moving south. It's going to be at Mount Angel Abbey. It's going to be in Staten, St. Paul. It's just traveling all over the place, even down to Eugene and Springfield area. So we encourage you to take a look at that and see when it's stopping near you so that you can join in.
And of course, you'll be able to find that on the community calendar, which is up and running this morning at materdeiradio.com. Sarah, always a great morning when you join us. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.